from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
It is the ham flour hour for the weekend. Yeah. Weekend edition of our podcast, Marty.
Yes, it is.
It is. We're all back in here for a Saturday morning.
Yeah, we are.
Lovely Friday night, hopefully, for you.
Wonderful Friday night. Yeah. Relaxing at home. I'm not going to lie. Had a couple of bevvies.
Yeah, me
did
too.
Did you have a bath?
Had a bath.
Yeah.
Quick. And I was ready to go.
All set to. Ready for the weekend.
Just.
Shave.
Quick shave. Shave down. Shaved my whole body last night.
Did you? How long did that take you?
My asshole took hours. Honestly, I was planning it at the start.
Which way do you shave it? Do you lean forward or do you like.
Yeah, no, yeah. I fully. It's a hard position to get into, but I get my legs right up and over my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Should try all fours.
And then I get a mirror and very gently with a Gillette 3. Yeah. Mark 3.
Like a man chopping through jungle.
Oh, my God.
Matt.
It's like a Wally film.
Matt, Marty's just been telling us about how he shaves his asshole. Oh, it's so hard.
Oh, just like a men's razor type thing.
Yeah, like a Gillette Mark 3.
Yeah, perfect. Really, the Mach 3.
Yeah. Actually, have you tried, and this is not even a word of a lie, have you tried the Mach 5?
No.
The Mach 5 is, because I'm a head shaver.
Yeah.
Of course.
The Mach 5 is an extraordinary razor.
Is it? You're saying it like Bach.
Because I don't know how to say Mach.
Mach.
Not Mac.
Isn't Mac?
It's M-A-C-H.
Mac 5.
Yeah,
I'd Mach. Say Mach 5.
Yeah, Mach 5.
Not the Mach.
Mach.
You go around like to everyone saying, I shave it with the Mach 5.
In German.
You guys ever use the Mach 5? You're like, what?
I haven't used the Mach 5.
The Mach 5.
Do you mean
Ralph? Ralph. It puts Schumacher. Five down.
Oh.
Mm. So it's good, though. I'll give that a shot.
Mate, if you need a razor to get through some heavy hair.
I just need a little bit here.
That's you go.
Really? Do you close shave your neck?
Yeah, I do. I did it this morning, actually. Can you see?
Oh, it is clean.
It gets a bit neater.
Oh, God, that would annoy me growing hair on my face like that.
I'm assuming the Mach 5 has 5 blades.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it would.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good. That's for a close shave. The best a man can get.
Gillette. Yeah. I'm always amazed when I shave my head that I never cut my head.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I guess they're designed for.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard
to cut yourself shaving these days.
Yeah.
Oh, it used to be easy in the single blade days.
That's, oh, yeah. Remember, those ones that you get.
Hard now.
Those blue ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hotels.
My God.
You know, the
my
shitty.
My neck, I cut it 1,000
yeah.
times.
Yeah. You get those at the shitty disposable hotels. Yeah. And I've done that.
Part of that was.
You okay today?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay.
Well, what's happy?
Yeah, good call. Are we on?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
on.
This is the
ham flour. Hour.
We're 3 minutes in.
Now it's Saturday. Hour. Is that fresh coffee or did you just top that up?
No.
Just topped up.
Yeah. Oh. Don't spit this one out like Will did during the week.
What?
Check out
that
video. Go and see it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video of William spitting his coffee, do us a favour. Jump onto the Insta and have a look at it. Yeah. There is so much coffee spattered
across the street. Everywhere.
I keep finding much it. Liquid came out of your mouth.
Mm.
Gosh. Mm.
The Marty Sheargold Show TV series.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yes. This is the bot. What do you call it?
Chat GPT. Is that what it's called?
Chat GPT.
GPT?
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 Yeah, it's like GST
Orcs. Okay, this is the update.
So the last one, it ended with, as time ticks away and we're stuck in the studio, the team's relationships are tested. They must rely on each other to survive.
Yes. Yeah.
Will they be able to escape and get back to their regular programming? Yeah. Or will this be the end of the Mighty Sheargold Show?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was the cliffhanger.
God, that's a good cliffhanger.
I don't know why we would be trapped in the studio.
We're in lockdown.
Particularly with a door that pulls open.
Maybe.
The lights went out and there was the building was in lockdown.
Oh, my God, like in
lurking.
Mousetrap.
Yeah.
Like in Mousetrap?
Yeah.
The lights go out. I can't say
Yeah, which is
happens.
When the murder... Oh.
You didn't say who, though. It's fine.
Well, the murder happens. Yeah.
It's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
It's a murder mystery.
A murder mystery.
You're absolutely fine to say what you said.
Absolutely.
Just don't say it was the electrician.
Yeah, that would ruin it.
Did you just sit on your own finger?
Told you. It got jammed between the chairs.
She almost lost a hand.
Oh, no. Loza.
All right, here we go. Episode 3.
Here we go.
The show must go on.
Oh.
In the aftermath of their harrowing experience, Marty Sheargold and his team, Lauren, Will, Matthew and Troy, return to the airwaves with a renewed sense of camaraderie and purpose.
Am I always referred to as Marty Sheargold?
Yeah.
Like that. I like that. Like, I'm never Marty.
Yeah.
No. However, their newfound unity is short-lived when they receive news that their show is in danger of being cancelled due to low ratings.
Well, I'd like to laugh at that, but the truth hurts.
No!
Determined to save their beloved program, the team decides to pull out all the stops and launch a bold new format that will shake up the airwaves.
Oh, this is fun. Yeah. I wonder what iBot thinks a bold new format is.
Yeah. iBot.
Oh, it says awesome 80s.
Not does Flock it, of 80s?
Does it mention Flock of 80s?
That's what got us cancelled.
That's why we were trapped.
But with the stakes higher than ever, tensions run high and the pressure takes a toll on everyone. Mm. As they work to make their new format a success, they face unexpected challenges, including technical glitches. Oh.
That's not unexpected.
Unruly guests.
Oh, like who?
Tim Zoo.
Knocks Troy out.
Coward punches Troy.
I think it's Max Gorn.
Oh, it could be Max Gorn. He's not punchy.
No. And even a surprise visit from a rival radio host.
We had Ed Cavalier in here this morning.
We did too. Did.
Jack.
Rival.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's Christian.
Jack.
Everything's coming to. Yeah. What did you just say? Everything's coming together.
What happened there?
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Despite these obstacles, the team remains determined to succeed and they pull together to create a show that's unlike anything else on the air.
Okay.
Along the way, they rediscover their passion for radio and the joy of working together as a team.
Good.
But with the fate of the show hanging in the balance, will their efforts be enough to save it?
Yes.
Can they rise to the challenge and prove that they have what it takes to succeed in the cutthroat world of radio?
Yeah. Jesus.
Tune in to the fourth episode of the Mighty Shear Gold Show to find out how the team pulls together to save their beloved program.
So is this now generating its own episodes?
We've got them
all. I've already done them all. You've already, that's right, it did it in about 3 seconds.
About 8 seconds.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And all you did was input names and the profession.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
And it doesn't cost
if,
anything.
If you did this, if you were an electrician running, you know, an electrician's business, whether this is just the blueprint that it rolls out for every profession and every name that gets put into it. Do you know what I mean? If how bespoke is this?
You can tinker with it. You can say, like, keep that and then let's make it so that, and then you can change and then it updates and evolves.
Well, maybe this is how we can find storylines for your show that you're going to run.
Oh, yeah. At least inspiration.
Yeah,
at least
inspiration.
Point. Yeah.
It's actually really that's a handy use for it. Yeah. To spitball ideas.
Yeah, you don't write the whole thing with it, but you just go.
If you haven't got a writing partner, you can bounce off iChat.
Could you say to it, "Can you write Lauren's little quiz for me?"
I have tried that. And oh no, not Lauren's little quiz. I've tried it with
Wikipedia.
It's not perfect, but it gets you going.
Yeah, well, it couldn't be worse than Clara.
It spells well, yeah.
Matthew,
didn't she have the wrong person?
She had the wrong date of year of birth.
That's right.
Oh. It's the easiest bit of the Wikipedia page because always on the right-hand side.
But it was by like 20 years or something.
Well, stuff happens. All right, what's happening in here now?
Tune in for episode 4, Marty's Big Break.
Opportunity knocks.
All right, get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shegold Show. Let's get into the full show. No, let's not do that. Let's get into the Ham Flower Hour.
Yes, let's do that.
The Marty Shegold Show is on Triple M.
Chef Jeff Schroeder has revealed the weirdest celebrity food demands he's been ordered to carry out. He's a world-renowned chef. I've never heard of him.
No.
He's cooked for some of the most famous people on the planet, including the Queen.
Oh.
What?
Well, she doesn't have fancy taste. Remember, she's like just marmalade sandwiches and that sort of thing?
Yes.
He's lifting the lid on some of his celebrity customers' favourite and most bizarre orders.
Okay.
He was speaking to Bucky, our mate Bucky.
Yeah, from news.com.
Andrew
News.com.
Sorry?
News.com. He told a story about longtime Vogue editor Anna Wintour.
Wintour.
Anna who Wintour. Looks like the devil herself.
I think she's actually a lot of fun. Have you watched the documentary?
I think you wouldn't think that if you're a teenage girl.
Mm.
She used to dine once or twice a week at his restaurant. Okay. And that's the end of that, buddy. Okay.
You sure told me.
Sure did. So you just quiet down over there. And she used to dine at his restaurant, and she said, and during one phase we had a beautiful tuna niçoise.
Yes.
And everyone ate it, but she didn't like fresh tuna, So she used to bring her own canned tuna.
Oh, what?
And hand it to the waiter, who handed it to the busboy, and he'd bring it down to the kitchen.
Oh.
So I'd make a beautiful niçoise salad and then open a tin of tuna and just put it on top, and she loved it.
Oh, the tuna's the best part of that.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Not for Anna. Schroeder went on to share details about the time fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld rocked up to his restaurant with an entourage of 12 people late at night after a runway show and all asked for an American hot dog with fries. Yum.
Oh.
The kitchen didn't have anything to make the meal, so they had to run to a hot dog vendor before it shut at midnight and then ran to Macca's to buy fries.
Oh, you got to do- that's like once when I was really hungover and we went to KFC for the chips, but we wanted a Macca's burger, so we had to go through two drive-thrus.
Oh, that is exactly the same.
Yes.
Exactly like that. Yeah,
it's exactly the same as Karl Lagerfeld rocking up.
Like that time you went through two diaries.
Yeah, it's like that time. Madonna's 37th birthday at the Delano Hotel in Miami. She booked the place out for her birthday. She had security everywhere. She flew in four chefs from around the country.
Mm.
She picked each one for a particular dish that she loves to eat.
Right.
Jesus, this is money sure madness, is, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was flown down for the one that I call Madonna salmon.
Huh.
It's a particular type of salmon, and we cut it as a butterfly. We put it with crushed cucumber, dates, walnuts, shaved fennel, lemon juice, olive oil, sweet basil, and the whole dish just lightens the salmon.
Oh, yum.
Oh, lovely.
Not for me. I don't like walnuts.
Sounds delightful.
You don't like walnuts?
No, they're...
Just push them to the side. Yeah,
you could pick them out.
I don't think so.
Different drive-thru.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Where'd you drop is the question we're asking now. This poor weather girl in the US has fully fainted live on air. It's tough to watch.
That's awful.
This one.
Yeah.
We're asking the question, did you faint? Where were you? When the
pimps in the crib, where'd you drop?
Drop it where'd like you it's hot. Drop it like
it's hot. Has it ever happened to you?
Not like this poor lady.
Yeah.
I've had woozy sort of moments.
Yeah.
I've had dizziness.
Mm.
Remember I had my inner ear thing?
That's right. Yeah, which can set you off. I had a bit of that as well.
But I never fainted.
No.
I reckon I was on the edge of it a couple of times, but I just pushed through.
When I was at school, we had to do cadets every couple of weeks.
Did
and
you?
A lot of guys used
what do you
to...
mean, do cadets?
Well, we had
to... Your words, Drew.
You lined them up? Or how did it work?
We were all lined up in the quadrangle, and on a warm day, people would drop.
Well, that's what happens. What about the giant beef eater guys with the giant hats?
Exactly, yeah.
They regularly drop.
It's standing.
Standing and not moving. You used to have to, we were told you had to move your toes if you felt a little bit lightheaded.
To try to keep yourself sort of some blood pumping.
That's it.
An LA meteorologist's eyes rolled to the back of her head before she collapsed on the floor on live television.
Oh, no.
And you can see her going. I thought she was bung-eyed initially, but she's not. That was her starting to faint.
She's just having a moment.
And her eyes were like, see us.
They went up, cross-eyed, upwards.
It was almost reminiscent of the grassy knoll. It was almost a down and to the left moment for her eyes. She went full spacko.
No.
She just had a moment.
Or like. Schmacko? Like dogs go wacko?
Schmacko?
You meant schmacko.
I meant spacko. Can't say it?
I don't know what to do.
No, okay. But she drops.
CBS LA weatherwoman Alyssa Carlson-Schwartz was about to give the city residents her 7 a.m. report when the colour suddenly drained from her face and her eyes went crazy before she leaned her forearms on the desk. I don't know if she got her forearms down. I don't believe she was in control of anything by this stage.
Mm.
She just happened to slump forward onto the desk. Then she goes off the chair backwards, and I reckon she might have clipped her chin on the way down.
Oh, no.
She tried to maintain a smile on her face, but before she could even start her forecast, her eyes rolled to the back of her head.
Yeah.
She slowly fell forward, and then her legs gave out, and she went down pretty hard. Her co-anchors, Nichelle Medina?
Yeah, I believe
Nichelle, so. Nichelle with an N.
Yes.
And Rachel Kim didn't seem to notice that Alyssa had fainted at first, with Nichelle directly addressing Alyssa.
Let's start off with a check of your next weather with meteorologist Alyssa Carlson. She joins us live in the studio. Alyssa, this really is the calm before the storm.
Not again. No. Oh.
You know, we're going to go ahead and go to break right now.
Yeah.
If you doubt, go to a break.
They mustn't have seen the lead up to it.
No. Yeah.
They've just crossed to her and then seen her.
It was a
tumble.
Very quick downfall.
She went quick.
Mm. Yeah.
If you weren't looking at her, you might have turned around and gone, has she gone to the toilet?
Yeah. What's going on there?
Oh, it's the worst feeling, I think, in the world.
Did you drop bait?
Yeah, when I was younger, probably about 12 years old, I was watching a friend of mine play netball and she dislocated her knee. Mm. Oh. And then when the ambos came and put it back in, I passed out.
Yeah.
You hit my head on the asphalt.
Oh.
She was in hospital for 2 hours. I was in hospital for 24.
Hello, Jason. Where'd you faint?
At a funeral.
Oh, oh no. Way to make about you.
Yeah, fully focused.
Yeah.
When, at what point in the funeral was it, Jason?
Oh, yeah, first third, so things were just getting underway. I was standing at the
first third.
Hell in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was first third. I took it pretty hard. He's a good mate of mine. Whose funeral was it, Jason?
It was actually my cousin's. Yeah, look, it was a sad one. It was a six-year-old baby.
Oh, so. Jesus, I didn't need all of that detail. And so you fainted.
Yep. And... yeah, called the ambulance. I fell flat on my face.
Oh, no.
4 weeks later, had open heart surgery because of a leaky valve. So.
Oh, so you had a leaky valve too?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we ever recovered from the six-year-old.
No,
no, we didn't. No. Thank you, Jase.
Oh, well, that's Mondays
Marty,
for you.
When will you learn to maybe...
Some questions don't need.
Some questions.
Hey, will you guys want to take over?
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Where'd you scatter the ashes is the question we're asking now. We've asked this once before.
Yeah.
And there were some interesting places.
Yes.
You always hear nightmare stories of how windy it is.
Yes.
Like when you scattered
my grandfather's
your grandfather's ashes.
Down at Black Rock, which I don't know that you're allowed to do.
Doesn't matter.
We were going to do it from the pier and Mum had been months and months trying to get everyone together. We finally had a day. We get to the pier. The waves were, you couldn't even see the pier, crashing onto the pier.
We can't do the pier.
And Mum's like, we are scattering these ashes today.
Yeah.
Somewhere. So my uncle's down on these slippery rocks trying to get them and they blew everywhere. I was like covered in this stuff. Oh, it was. And we all had a laugh, which is what he would have wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd be pumped if that was me.
It was really fun because we're not a very like somber, let's all put our arms around each other kind of family.
No.
We're a laughy family.
Yeah.
Mm. So it suited the vibe.
Yeah
that's
perfect.
Nice. Collingwood brothers Josh and Nick Dacos scattered their grandfather's ashes on the MCG moments after beating reigning premiers Geelong on Friday. Later in the Magpies sheds, Peter Dacos, the father of the siblings and a club great himself, embraced the players and then all three reflected on what has been an emotional week.
That was for my dad, mate.
Oh, that was for his dad. That was for his dad, mate. Have you had to spread the ashes? Where did you spread them?
Yeah, what happened?
I think this song is meant to be a joke. I don't think we were meant to include this joke. This song.
Burn for you. It's ashes. Ashes related.
You're not going to stop Troy playing Burn for you, mate.
Exactly.
You can do it.
Wayne, where did you scatter the ashes?
My mum, she was a racehorse enthusiast and she loved to punt, and she also was an artist and loved to paint racehorses, and she followed a trainer from Flemington, Michael Moroney.
Yeah.
And, I ended up getting onto the phone and asked Terry whether it would be possible to bury their ashes around his stable yards at Chiquita Lodge.
How lovely. And was he okay with that, Dwayne?
Well, she asked Michael, and she ran me back the next day and said, Michael said that he's never had that request, but he's happy for us to do that. So,
that's so good lovely.
But he was really nice. So we had a couple of paintings.
All right, Dwayne, slow down now, mate. Jesus Christ.
How could you say no to that, though?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what are you going to say? No, you can't scatter your ashes here. That'd be pretty brutal.
Let's go to Jordan.
As brutal as cutting Dwayne off when he started telling me about the paintings. Shushy shush, Dwayne. The question was about ashes, not could your mum paint.
Maybe they painted some into a painting.
No, that's a separate phone. Can your mum paint? It was like when Mum did like a 6-week painting course, and you know what she painted? You know those old milk cans? Those proper old milk cans? She painted roses onto one of those, and we were like, this is horrendous. Well done, Mum. You've come of age. You've painted roses on an old milk can.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
I had Kane who said, walked up to the top of Hanging Rock with some family to spread my mum's ashes. Mm. One of my aunties had a love-hate relationship with my mum and it was just the perfect spot. Mm. And then the wind picked up and copped a face full of ashes and spent the next few minutes gagging and spitting out dust. Good. Oh, everyone laughed and said, my mum would have said, cop that, you bitch.
Yeah. Surprised she didn't go missing.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We're asking the question now, where do you or where have you always gone on holidays? Mum's father had a holiday house about 2 hours, probably about an hour south of Newcastle on the east coast.
Oh, beautiful.
We always went there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Went there for about 15 years because it was a cheap holiday.
Yeah.
A mum, how's this, who says her true love is Bali, has visited the tourist hub more than 30 times in 23 years.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah.
Where do you always go is the question we're asking.
133353 or get in touch through Insta at Marty Sheargold.
Sarah Neal from Darwin first visited the Indonesian island when she was 17 years old. Her family lived in Port Fairy in Victoria. With a community rallied behind her mum who'd been unwell and helped them fund a trip.
Yeah.
It was our last ever family holiday. The mum was very unwell.
Yes. Right, okay.
Bali's a very special, significant spot to me. Well, she went there with her last trip with her mum.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Plus also it's the closest holiday from Darwin. Sure.
Yeah. Well, from Darwin now. Yeah, she lives in... I wonder if she moved to Darwin so that she's closer to Bali.
Sounds like
maybe.
She might have.
Yeah, she moved to Bali.
Yeah, maybe she
Why doesn't she just move to Bali?
Just move there.
I wonder if they have like wouldn't you just buy property there? You're going that often.
Can
and
you
then just
WFH
rent it out.
From Bali?
Absolutely, it's a big thing at the moment. They're encouraging
people do it in Chengdu.
Where's that?
Just up from Kuta and the next one. I forget Seminyak. The next one. Seminyak. Yeah.
Oh, I've been to Seminyak. Semen shit.
Semen yuck. Yeah. We've done this.
Oh, semen yuck. It was awful. I mean, if you're into chicken that's questionable and open drains, it's the place for you.
Some parts of it. All of it.
I want to do the villa thing. I've never done the rent a whole villa thing.
Good, Loz.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
It is nice to have diarrhea in a comfortable setting. I'll give it that much.
A private pool.
But a wonderful villa. It's a great place to do poo for hours. The mum has since continued to go back with her family, taking three trips that cost $25,000 in 2022 alone. She went to Bali three times.
Sarah's got to move there.
She's got to move there. Hello, Tim.
G'day, guys.
Do you go somewhere all the time? Have you got a holiday destination?
Maui.
You love Maui.
Yeah, look, I love Hawaii, but after a while, Honolulu is a bit... not much to do except shop and do stuff. So you go out to Maui.
Right, okay.
Nice.
Go
it's and good hang to out. Know.
How many times you been there, you reckon?
Nine.
Wow. Nine times to Maui. Well, Dangerous Dave, who takes over from us at 9 a.m, the wonderful man that is.
Yes.
He loves going to Hawaii.
He does.
I don't know if he's been
recently.
Nine times.
No.
Well, it's a different part of Hawaii. Sort of, if you go to sort of normal like Waikiki and stuff, it's a bit like going to Bali. It's like Australian Bogan.
Yeah, right.
But if you take the 30-minute flight out to Maui, it sort of gets into the sort of just a bit nicer quality of people.
All right.
And it's not as busy. It's just a really good place to hang out.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, nice. I really want to go to Hawaii.
You want to go to Hawaii?
I do.
You got to go to Maui.
Because I love Jurassic Park and I want to do the Jurassic Park thing.
Right.
That's fine.
That's the reason?
That's the reason, though?
Like, no dinosaurs.
That's a separate fauna.
I want to see a stegosaurus.
Yeah. Why did you go there? To see what? Like people say, I went to Rome to see the Colosseum.
Yeah.
I went to Hawaii to see where they filmed Jurassic Park. Did you? What a simple person you are.
Nice.
Well done, Tim. To have what?
Saganaki.
I haven't met
I do
him.
Love Saganaki. Who's a Naki?
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Yesterday we were chatting in the podcast where if you've downloaded the Listener app and you get a notification mid-morning that our show's arrived, we always add a little bit more content to the start of our podcast, our daily podcast, and to the end.
Yeah, the front end and the back end.
And quite a substantial amount. Absolutely. And as part of that conversation yesterday, we were talking about businesses with funny names or punny names, as in a pun on the business. The classic example is a Thai restaurant called Tie Me Down.
Yes.
Yes.
You know,
Well, we were talking about Lentil as Anything.
Lentil as Anything, which was a lentil business, and wasn't it based off
Mental as Anything?
No, yeah. But the premise of the business was pay as much as you want.
That's right. Yeah, they went broke, didn't they?
And then they went tits up.
Yeah, I think
because
there was
everyone realised you didn't have to pay for your lentils.
That's right.
It wasn't just it was a lot, but I went there once. I know it's all volunteer, but it was
a bit slow.
Yeah, it was a bit slow.
So slow.
Yeah, sometimes you need some professional people.
It's a lovely idea, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Lovely.
Great idea. I'm sad that it's not around anymore.
I'm heartbroken.
Where were we?
We were discussing punny business names. Yeah. Have you seen one? Have you got one?
Yeah, give us
we've
a call.
Got a little montage of the last time we did punny businesses.
Gaff Old Bill's business called LSD. We get you high.
There is a home wrecker called HR Parts and Stuff.
That's great.
That's fun.
There's a hairdresser in Werribee called Curl Up and Die. Mm. We had Edith who said Lawn and Order Special Mowing Unit.
Nice.
A tree felling business in Launceston called Tree Wise Men.
There's a kebab shop called Abracababra.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh. Yeah, good ones.
Lawn and Order.
That's so good.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
Who we got there?
We have John.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Wonderful.
Spent some time in Sydney where they always had the puns for every Thai restaurant compared to Melbourne's Ringwood Thai. It'd always be like Tie Me Down. But one that went out of business was one called Thai, and the second name was Tarse. T-A-R-S-E.
Thai Tarse.
Thai Tarse.
Thai Tarse.
Nice one, John. Yeah, good start.
Excellent start.
Well, Matt, you got a punny business for us?
Yeah. Pulled up beside a tow truck about 6 months ago. On the side of the truck, Camel Towing.
Oh, Camel Towing. That's brilliant.
Hello, Scott. What do you got, buddy?
Hi, Scott. I actually just saw it yesterday. It's an Asian restaurant takeaway. It's called Duck Me.
Duck Me.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, Scott loves it. Funny. He's still having a chuckle.
Funny business names. Jason.
How are we?
Good. Wonderful, Jason. Mate. What do you got?
I've seen a girl that sells butterflies and bugs that you mount in and put in a frame, and she called herself Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde. That's brilliant.
That is good. You got one on the Loz
line.
Very
clever.
I did get one on the Loz line. I'm not sure who it's from, but there's a dog trainer called Sit Happens.
Sit Happens.
They make Sit Happen.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
S. Brox says there's a flooring company in the UK, Vinyl Richie.
Vinyl Richie's very good.
Cleans, what do you got for us?
Two quickly. I went past a noodle shop called Walk This Way.
Right. Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I was in Singapore Airport last week and I was selling Kranskis and it was called Heavenly Wang.
Heavenly Wang. Do you think they knew, Clint, what they were doing?
Absolutely.
The Heavenly Wang.
That is
Singaporeans.
Funny.
You've had a couple of Heavenly Wangs over the years.
Especially going through Singapore Airport.
In the smoker's room. Oh, shaggy. Put your cigarette, mate. Put it out and give us a look at your Heavenly Wang.
Oh, my God.
Punny business names. Hiker.
Hiker.
Go. We've spoken to Hiker before. Mm-hmm.
Hello. I've seen a business which is a dog shelter and it's called Buckingham Palace.
Really?
Did not understand a word, Hiker.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Matthew, you didn't put the fader up.
Oh, okay. Could you pop that fader up?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
But make me look like a tit in front of the guy.
Sorry. There it is.
Nah.
You missed the whole
Let's
opener.
Do the whole thing again. Let's do it again.
Start it again. All right, time for Spin It. DJ, Marty, you press the button. Yo, DJ.
Spin it.
DJ. Like a DJ.
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable?
Yeah. Oh, you could forgive him.
Nah.
But you're pushing the buttons.
Nah, that's it.
That's what pushing the buttons involves. Final checks.
I put up with so much stuff from you.
And has he put together Spin It DJ?
I hope not.
Did he get a person? No?
Yeah, it's been sent in by the Bed Bros. The Bed Bros are back.
The Bed Bros edition.
Today's
the ladies edition.
Today's Spin It DJ's been compiled by listeners Adam and Luke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The theme they have picked is the namesake edition.
Mm-hmm.
Songs by artists with the same name as the Marty Sheargold Show too.
How fun.
Oh, that is much fun because I cannot think of a single famous singer called Will or Troy or Lauren.
Well, let's find out together.
Yeah. Will Smith, Lauren Hill.
Don't say too many because I get them in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be very good today because it was a bit more... A bit more Patricia hate on the Instagram yesterday.
So what's there?
A little bit more.
What's there?
Yeah. It's because you're screaming at everyone that they're idiots.
I know, but yeah. I'm not going to do that today.
Just cut that out of the repertoire for
yeah, and then that's
Patricia.
Fine.
If you just stop calling everyone idiots, I think a lot of this will go away.
Yeah, that's a good enhancement.
That's
yeah.
my thing.
Try that. I reckon that'll work.
Tight sound effect work from you
Very
over there.
Very good.
Jeez. Really good.
Marty, you are working
Seamless,
that,
isn't it?
Working that panel.
No stickiness?
Little bit of sticky, but I'm allowing for it earlier. Curveball song to start. Mm-hmm. It's a cover. Mm-hmm. And I almost read it then, Matthew. The way you're structuring these sheets is terrible.
What's a cover?
It's a cover. It's covered by a Chinese plucker instrument called a guzheng.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's made with strings and a resonant soundboard.
How lovely.
Right.
Here song one.
Have we done the rules?
I will do them now.
Okay.
I play the start of the song. The first to know the song needs to use their name as their buzzer, must provide title and artist in a timely manner. Once an incorrect guess has been made, the remaining contestants can request a bit more of the song.
Yep.
Best of five, first to three, Troy v. Lauren v. William.
Yes, there
Wonderful.
You go.
Great.
Song one.
Housekeeping done.
She was only a Chinese plucker's daughter. Here we go. Hang on.
Sticky.
Something's happened, Matthew.
Oh, my
If
God.
You haven't put another feather up, I will.
Favour.
Flavour Flav.
What had you done wrong?
What had you done wrong?
What had you done wrong?
When you put one of the faders up, I thought you put all of them up. I'm sorry.
God. Just one.
Oh, it's Marty's fault, is it?
No, okay, we're good. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
First one.
You're Question having one. A shocker. Loza?
AC/DC. Thunderstruck.
Oh my God.
Wow. I wasn't sure what it was called.
That's amazing, Loz. Well done.
Wow. Yeah. That opening riff.
Wow, that's great. I wouldn't have got that if I sat here for an hour.
How's the guzheng?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese plucker instrument.
Point for Loz.
And that, of course. AC/DC?
DC.
Who?
Oh, wow!
DC.
DC.
Oh,
so it's the namesake edition. People from the Marty Sheargold Show's team.
Outside
DC.
The box.
Outside the box, starting with DC. No one would have ever
That's
expected
great.
That.
That's
nice. Outstanding
so
stuff.
Clever.
Very good.
One more time.
Full banger.
Stuff.
Full banger.
Yeah.
Song two. Loza.
Martin Solvig, hello.
Well done. You're on fire, Loz.
It's the Bed Bros.
Of course.
It's the Bed Bros.
Sorry, the Loz. She could get it here,
it's
Will.
It's the Bed Bros edition. Everyone's head's in the game.
Yep. Lauren.
Loza.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Willie Nelson. Something.
A bit more for you too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love more.
When I was a little boy. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, it's Willie Nelson, but I have no idea.
I don't know if it is.
It's Willie Nelson because I got buzzed. It's who?
Troy who?
Oh, yes. Troy Cassidaly.
Oh, it's Troy Cassidaly.
Troy Cassidaly.
I know what it is.
Well, you can't say.
No, we're out, Loz.
Are you continuing?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Can I say?
Go for it.
If I was a train.
I would have got it.
That's Troy.
I wouldn't have got it.
No one gets a point.
No.
No.
Troy
Cassidaly. I wish I was a train.
I wish I was a train.
Never heard it in my life.
From a running joke.
All right, I will. Song four, Loza 2.
Yes.
You get this, you win.
Yeah.
You're still in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Song four. Here we go.
Strong
Troy.
Loza.
Lauren Hill. Oh, God. Killing Me Softly.
Oh.
Hang on.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, it's the...
I'm going to give it to you.
And is it? She's the band.
It's Killing Me Softly with his song.
The Fugees. Oh, I won.
Fugees, Lauren.
The Fugees.
You got to give that, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it's Lauren. I don't want to deal with Patricia. That's why.
Neither do I, mate. Now, in what order here, Matthew?
Green button and mic's off.
Okay, catch you later.
Well, you ruined my win, everyone.
No, no, no. I thought you were brilliant. But you got to go, mate.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Everybody's talking at me.
And it is time right now for the socials. Your messages to us this week through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. And Marty, Will's in charge of those.
William, for people that don't know, at the podcast, which you can get through the listener app, we always add a bit more content at the start and at the end of every day's podcast.
Yes.
And a lot of that is made up with people getting in touch with the show.
Listener contributions.
Listener messages. And you like to go through some of the more notable ones on a Friday?
Yeah. We had Matthew, our friend in Dallas.
Yeah.
So he gets in touch a fair bit and we love all of our international listeners.
Mm.
And he says, hey team, just heard the potty about the cricket here because they're going to be playing
T20s.
Playing some T20s in the
US. San Francisco, Washington Sleeves, I believe, are a part of it. New
Aaron
York.
Aaron Finch playing for the, captaining the San Francisco Unicorns. I think was one of the teams. The stadium is in Texas, about 20 minutes from my place, says Matthew.
Excellent.
Nick is closer to Waco, referring to Nick Riewoldt.
Okay. So this is a bit of a Texan geography for us.
Yes. Which is about 3 hours away.
Okay.
Matthew would love to be our correspondent for the game.
Please.
It's a 3-week comp played all here in the 7,200-person stadium. So if we get him some media accreditation, he can be our boundary rider.
Well, now he's asking for stuff. Yeah. I mean, we're not three lines into the message and he needs something. Yeah, the answer's an absolute no now.
He was just offering.
I thought he was offering.
Yeah.
But no, of course he's not.
He wants something.
He wants something, mate.
His follow-up on Wednesday, he's gone, do you need my BSB account?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Because he says, you need to pay me with a 1099 contractor over in the US.
Shut up, mate. We're not paying you anything.
No.
Find another show.
Yeah. No, not find another show.
No, absolutely find another
show. Oh, Matthew's with him.
Thank you,
Matthew. I'm with Marty on this one.
For the first time ever.
Here's my BSB.
Finally, Matthew's agreed to something.
From Adam. Hey, Big Willie. Loz mentioned that she loves cubbies.
Cubby houses.
Why are we talking about cubby houses? We must have seen one in someone's backyard. That must have done a mo. I'm going to assume that's why we were speaking about it.
Maybe.
Good.
Just finished this for my 2.5-year-old. Rental market in Perth, I could probably get $500 a week for it.
Let's have a look at the cubby house.
Look at this cubby house.
Wow, it's lovely. It's like a miniature weatherboard property.
Isn't it? That's really nice.
That is a tiny home.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Someone could rent that.
Absolutely.
It'd be a good size standard bedroom. Be 4x3.
Yeah. Easily.
He's got a roof on it, a picket fence out the front. It's got its own deck.
That's beautiful. Really lawn. Nice.
He's even lined it. He's insulated it. I mean, Jesus.
Good, because I used to hate when I was a kid, because I never had a cubby house, and I always wanted one, but we had a small backyard.
Yeah.
And I go to other kids, and I go in, and it was just unkept. Like, there were spiders everywhere.
They didn't care about it. I'm like, come on, guys. Yeah, please.
Treat it with respect.
Yeah, you've got
You've got a cubby house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have some pride in your house.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stunning cubby house.
Beautiful. Sure lovely is. Colour.
Beautiful.
My jumper was a big talking point on the messages this week, I think. What day was that? It must have been Tuesday.
Positive or negative feedback on the jumper?
It was aligning with your feedback, which was overwhelmingly negative.
Aligning. I love that.
Overwhelmingly negative. Because it was an awful jumper.
You can see it on Instagram.
But I don't want you to not wear it.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your jumper.
Yeah.
When Troy walked in
or
with
it's
this
your mum's, one of the two.
Troy walked in with this pink jumper he's got on this morning, and I said, let's see if Marty makes any comments.
I love that jumper.
It's a good colour, this one. That's your colour.
If I'd worn it, it'd be a different story. Harry said, I'm not a fan of Will's jumper, but Magnus Carlsen would be. Famous chess player.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen the jumper,
it's a big, giant, square chess design jumper in grey and white.
I'll wear it again.
Please.
Yeah, you should.
Rachel said, I look like a ballroom floor panel.
Yeah, that's tough, but true. Not Rachel.
No, different Rachel. Yeah, different Rachel.
Different Rachel.
Yeah. Skellywags, one of my biggest supporters, he says, usually agree with you on most things, Will, but this was shocking. Me said, it's a lovely ladies jumper, very diverse, Will.
Yeah.
Ralph says, terrible, there's a 60-year-old lady at Kmart that wants it back.
Oh.
But then Will said, didn't realise Marty was Mr. Fashion himself with the persistent black T-shirt and hoodie combo.
I've got a uniform, mate.
But persistent.
I've got a uniform.
How about this, though? We had work photos the other day and Will's taken his new headshot in that jumper.
In that jumper.
It's been immortalised.
It is. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Finally, from the Pretty Littles, our favourite band. And Jack, the lead singer, is always getting in touch. Jack says, Rod and Tackle, got another one for the flapper sound system. Makes one of the strangest noises I've ever heard 10 minutes into the pod. Feels like the moment when a cartoon character gets really flustered, dare I say flappy. Oh, I feel like it needs to be a sound bite. And here is the grab that Jack's referring to.
And I'm like, don't be doing all fours, please.
No.
What? We can do better than that. Another one of your noises, Matthew.
I do remember listening back to the podcast and I heard myself make that noise. And I went, what on earth was that?
It's more of a sort of exhale than a what?
No chemistry for the week?
No, the chemistry was pretty good this
chemistry
week.
Chemistry was pretty good this week.
Good. I'm learning.
That's the socials. Get in touch with us at Easter any time at Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
It's the Dunce Academy. Oh, this is very duncey.
It's two blokes going into the academy. Mm-hmm. Indian low-cost airline SpiceJet. Mm-hmm. Are we familiar with SpiceJet, Matthew?
I've heard of them. I've never flown them, though.
I've had a couple of their planes repossessed lately because they didn't pay the lease payments.
Oh my God. Give them a wide berth. They've grounded two of its pilots after they allegedly consumed coffee and pastries inside the cockpit.
Are they not allowed?
Well, I think it's the where they put the coffee that's the issue.
Yeah.
You know the thruster thing that you push forward if you're flying a plane?
Mm.
He's got his coffee rested just in behind that.
You can't put it there.
I would have thought if you knock that over, it's an absolute disaster.
Of course, that's going to cause all sorts of problems.
It's hardly a cup holder either. That's just leaning.
What kind of cup is it?
It's sitting on
it's
the
like
dash.
It's like a paper cup.
It's a styrofoamy, papery, takeaway coffee cap.
It's like leaving it in the middle of my desk here.
Oh, you would never.
Tips over.
Except that you haven't got 300 people sitting out the back. The pilots, whose faces are not shown in the image, also held gougias?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's a gougia?
It's like a
little
pastry.
Like a sweet
fried pastry. Well, I get them and they're called curry puffs.
Curry puffs. Yeah, they've got like sweet potato in them or something.
I don't know. These could be a different thing. These are described as a sweet fried pastry.
Ah, right. Okay.
Typically eaten during Holi, which was just taking place. Shakti Lumba, a retired pilot and former head of operations of Indian carrier Indigo.
Yeah.
That's a punny airline.
It is.
said the feel-good social media photo op from the pilots was immature and undesirable. Yeah. And they both go.
Let's put them in.
SpiceJet. No, thank you. Boing.
The Marty Sheargold Show, week in review.
Hey, will you guys want to take over?
This week, we learned that Marty is multilingual.
I learned German and French. Ask me to say anything.
Hi, my name's Marty.
Ich liebe dick.
Which bit of it was Marty?
Dick. Una tray croissants. I just ordered us a tray of croissants.
Le chat under le table.
You shat under the table?
The cat was under the table.
Oh.
You sure you didn't order us three croissants?
You did. Three.
And that's not the only thing we learned.
How much is a cow?
A good one. You're talking over 30,000.
Oh, excuse me?
For a cow?
For a cow?
For a good bloodline one.
Yeah.
For a good one.
You don't want an inbred cow.
No.
$30,000. I'm eating that cow when it dies. Every part of it, from its lips to its arsehole. Tell the kids that, Melissa.
I think they can
hear you. They're laughing.
Now, we're used to Lauren getting this response to questions.
No.
We do not.
No, he didn't.
And this week didn't seem any different.
Do you give them Salvidal?
No.
Do you do lash lifts as well, Ella?
No, unfortunately not.
Just a straight up no.
What about tints?
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
Until this.
Did she get the dress?
Yes, I made the sale.
But Patricia
still
joined us for the games.
What? I thought I was on 1.5 or something. Sometimes I'm like a bull at a gate.
Yeah.
And I yell things. This is what I mean.
How is this my fault?
Talked about this on the show.
What?
I would have got it a second later.
Okay, we needed a second.
Oh, shush. If I hear you speak again.
Matthew, what are you doing?
What an underwhelming, stupid game this will be.
Oh, my God.
I think Lauren might need a holiday.
I really want to go to Hawaii.
You want to go to Hawaii?
I do.
You want to go to Maui?
Because I love Jurassic Park, and I want to do the Jurassic Park thing.
Right. That's the reason, though? Like, people say, oh, I went to Rome to see the Colosseum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to Hawaii to see where they filmed Jurassic Park. Did you? What a simple, simple person you are.
And in fashion news, this week, Will bought a new jumper.
Yes, but the chessboard pattern.
It's very nice. Did they have one in men's? Who knitted it for you?
Man?
You look good. You look so great. Just be yourself. Don't worry what people say about your jumpers, if they're shit house or not.
I told you, I didn't wear overalls for 5 years because Marty.
You can't wear overalls.
Oh, you should, though.
You should wear overalls.
Please.
You and me will both wear overalls, Will, one morning.
It's like Big Pig have arrived. I'm mucking around. You look good.
How many times can you go back and roll?
I'm mucking around. You look fine.
It's a great jumper.
It is a great jumper.
It's a fun jumper.
Yeah.
If you're a chess guy.
And in other important news,
Qantas will now be serving larger meals and new dishes across regional, domestic and international flights.
Do we have a menu yet?
Probably Aristos.
Oh, surprise!
Surprise!
That would be a surprise.
What do I find in your handbag, madam? A muesli bar and a capsicum.
Some Mentos.
And some Mentos. I think I can make dessert.
And while we're talking food, I wonder what Aristos could do with this.
Sorry, I'm still looking up this.
Whoa!
This country? This baking
country,
or
country, country. Country.
Yeah.
It's an important. It's an important word to put.
Yeah, it is.
And from there,
put the bakery stuff in there.
Oh my God!
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about the bakery stuff.
My hands are sweaty.
Forget about the cold.
Forget about the cold, mate. You got no worries of that afternoon.
Enjoy that meeting.
If you need me, give me a bell.
Eggs.
I'll put a good word in for you.
And it's been
fun. See if we can get you on reception.
It's been fun.
Been fun. You've been so lovely over the years. But I can't fix everything, mate. Yeah.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shigold Show.
I blame you, Troy.
Me?
The Marty Shigold Show on Triple M.